One of the unnatural phenomenons of radio communications is a relapse in the waves, where some stations can pick up other areas of broadcast in many remote places, such as here on Operation Worth, where we are with the 2nd Battalion, 27th Marines. Now, on a communications net from here, we are picking up broadcasts from, we imagine at this time, either Peking or in the Chinese area or even in Russian. We have not been able to determine at this time exactly what it is, but the previous message that you just heard is what we suppose now some propaganda from the Chinese or the Russians themselves. We're now talking to PFC Armand Williams, a field radio operator on Operation Worth for the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. He is the one who first heard the broadcast, which rumored around here to have been either from the Chinese or the Russians. And PFC Armand Williams, could you tell us when you first heard this broadcasting?
Oh, I heard it first last night, about zero, or correction, about 1900, and then tonight about 1830, and they have a interpreter that come and listen to these, and they decide what language you're in, and what they're saying, propaganda mostly from Russian and Chinese, and Hanoi radio stations.
Well, could you possibly tell us about how this transpires? What happens to make us receive it on a field radio here?
Well, the frequencies of these broadcast stations are close to the same frequency we're broadcasting on our operation, and that their frequency kind of cross our path of transmissions and are picked up and received by our radios.
Well, do we have any definite idea of if they are Russian or Chinese at this time? Has anyone been able to decide this?
The interpreter said that they were Russian propaganda station from Hanoi, where he thought it's from.
In other words, they feel that it's a North Vietnamese radio station broadcasting Russian propaganda.
Yes, it is.
And have you experienced other things like this in the field previous to this operation, or is this the first one that you've ever run across?
This is the first time I've ever run across them. This is the first time I've really been out in the field like this. On other smaller accounts, I've never run across this type of thing.
Well, it's quite an unusual experience. How did you react to it when you first heard this?
Well, it was odd. Couldn't pick up the stations we wanted, so we just had to have an interpreter come in and discuss, and just had to put up with it the best we could and quit our communications until this station went off the air.
Well, right now, then, it's acting like a sort of a jamming frequency in our communications from the battalion here back.
Yes, in a way it is. I mean, we can't communicate very well. Just sometimes we can break through it, and that's about all we can do is just hope we can get through.
Okay, well, thank you, PFC Williams. This is Marine Staff Sergeant Hal Blake with the 1st Marine Division in Vietnam. Most anywhere you go in Vietnam, you'll find a Navy chaplain who is an officer in the Navy with a Marine unit to hold church services, counsel the young Marines in the field, and try to help in any way they can. But it is rather a rarity when you find an enlisted Marine who has the occupation of a pastor. We're talking to one such Marine now. And could you tell us your name and hometown, please?
Sir, I'm PFC Simpson. I'm from Canterbury, New York.
And we understand that you were a pastor in civilian life and are working toward that goal now.
Right. I committed service for 4 years, and I'm planning on going back to college when I get out, so I can finish college to be a pastor.
Now, how long have you been practicing for the church work?
Well, I started back when I started going my aunt and uncle. I started working with Pastor Hoskins in Stone Reformed Church in Stone Arabia. And that was about 18 months ago. So I've been going since then.
Well, do you have much opportunity to practice your life's profession here in the field with the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines?
Yes, I do. The fellows here from Foxtrot here. Well, sometimes we get these fellows that like to talk about religion and things like that. So we'll sit down, we'll hold discussions, and if they want to ask questions, then I'm free to answer at any time.
Well, have you had the opportunity at all to work with a chaplain, or do you plan on getting around to maybe working with a chaplain here in the future?
Well, my plans might be for the future. For as it is right now, I seem to be in the field most of the time when Sunday rolls around. So as of now, I haven't had a chance.
Well, we know that in many such cases, many young men are not real strong believers when they come over here, but I'm sure that you've seen examples that have proven that they are believers, and a little prayer when the going gets rough.
That's true. When I first come over, I ran into a few fellas that you can't really call them atheists, now that I've met them, they more or less believe in what about Christ and about heaven. When I first met them, they told me, well, I don't believe in him, really. I believe that when death comes, it's just all there is for them. There's no life after. But after a few months over here, though, their minds are changed. And under combat, they do find that they pray with the man upstairs.
Well, it seems to be a very important contact when the going does get rough, Well, thank you, PFC John Simpson. Preacher, as the boys of Foxtrot 27 so fondly call him. This Marine Staff Sergeant Hal Blake with the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, in Operation Worth. Tonight is just a night for the Marines of the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment. As they sit before the stage in the regimental area to watch the Tweakies, a USO floor show that will give the men a little entertainment before they leave tomorrow morning on Operation Worth, a search and destroy mission for the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. But tonight is just a night, and a night of relaxation before the push begins.
Thank you.
And the troopers of the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, give them a welcome. Marine Regiment will be in the conflict against the North Vietnamese Army at Viet Cong. But for tonight, tonight is just tonight. And possibly, as they think of tomorrow, they will enjoy a little respite, a little relaxation, and just have fun for tonight. This is Marine Staff Sergeant Hal Blake, your Marine correspondent with the 1st Marine Division in Vietnam. Thank you.
considering operation on D plus one.
After an unopposed landing, the Huey gunships are now going to prep and strafe the hill directly ahead of us prior to our movement upward. Smoke has been dropped. The choppers are circling now.
Do we ever find out if the recon insert got it?